Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Friday, May 27th. Hopefully you've been having a fun Mule Days if you're in Bishop, and if you're not in Bishop, then you should be, because that's where the cool stuff is happening. All the cool kids are hanging down here right now. Enjoy all the Mule Days festivities. We've got all of the schedule posted at Eastern Sierra Now. You can go find out just exactly what's going on in the next couple of days. One of the pretty cool things that's going on that corresponds with Mule Days is the Memorial Day Arts and Crafts Show, put on by Inyo Council for the Arts, and that is all weekend. It starts today, and it goes through the 30th, and today and tomorrow is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Monday will be 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's featuring original handcrafted items, jewelry, photography, painting, wood, metal, crafts, soaps and lotions, home decor, clothing, great food vendors all weekend. Looks like 11 a.m. on Sunday, there's going to be Akamaya Culture Group, 12:15, Sandy, Mark, and Orion, 1:30, Eddie Evans, 2:45, Hey Blackbird, and 4, Fiddle and Pete Watercott. Come see us at the park this Memorial weekend, they say. You won't want to miss a weekend full of family fun, live music, tons of great food, and an art show featuring artists from around the world. Art show and live music schedules are shown above, which I just read. See you at the park. If you have any questions, you can call 760-873-8014 or go to inyo.org. I would like to throw out a quick little update there on the app, which of course has been taking every minute of my day for weeks now, and I'm tired of it. I just want it to be out there so you guys can use it and see how cool it is. It is still in the hands of Apple at this point. It comes down to when they get somebody to go through and check it and make sure it's a legit app, and then they will release it to the public. But as of yet, it hasn't happened. So it is out there. Keep checking. I promise you. I'm guessing by Monday it'll be out. I don't know. I've been saying that for 2 weeks now. But we did just get it into Apple this week. So it is for sure in the hands of those people. So we'll see what happens. But trust me, you're going to want it. So go to Eastern Sierra Now. When you go check your app store, just keep trying that. You'll know. But I'll make sure I get it out there quite a bit that it's happening when you... Once it's up, so you can get it, because you're going to want it, trust me. So, something else that's going on that's kind of concerning, actually, especially with the way things have been going on in our country lately. This is pretty stupid of these kids, and they deserve to be, I don't know that punish is the right word, but let's just say guided correctly. Mammoth Lakes Police Department asked parents to educate children about the hazards of airsoft guns. Across the nation, a new TikTok challenge is taking hold called the Or Bees Challenge, and unfortunately, Mammoth Lakes is not immune. I would say Bishop as well. This challenge encourages children to load airsoft guns with polymer beads filled with water and then shoot their friends. In some reports, bystanders or vehicles have also been shot. Airsoft guns often resemble real firearms, which creates a public safety hazard. The injuries from being shot with these beads can be quite severe. Let me just point out what's going on. Usual airsoft BBs are made of tiny little plastic BBs. They sting a little bit, but they don't break the skin or hurt. But a polymer is a hard resin filled with water, so when it hits, it creates a spot. I don't know what the point of the water is, but these can actually hurt. These can break glass. They can break the skin. This is not smart. So anyway, back to the story. Mammoth Lakes Police has received multiple calls of juveniles being seen with these weapons and firing them at each other and at property. On May 23rd, officers conducted interviews with students at Mammoth Unified School District regarding an incident that took place on the evening of May 22nd. The incident, in summary, is that a 28-year-old Mammoth Lakes man asked a group of juveniles to stop firing the airsoft weapons. This led to an argument that turned physical and then resulted in the man suffering severe injuries from the attack. He was subsequently transported to Mammoth Hospital, with wounds from both the beads, as well as punch and kick injuries. The Mammoth Lakes Police Department and Mammoth Unified School District are asking parents to speak with their children about the hazards of these weapons, in addition to real-life consequences that can come from injuring a person or damaging property after partaking in this activity. It is also important for parents and minors to be aware of the following town ordinances and California Education Code. MLTO 9 08030. It discharge a firearm or bow and arrow prohibited. It is unlawful for any person to shoot, fire, or discharge any firearm or bow and arrow in the town of Mammoth Lakes territory. Firearm means shotgun, rifle, pistol, crossbow, compressed air guns, pellet guns, and BB guns, pistol or revolver, from which shot bullets or missiles are discharged by compressed air. Explosive or combustible material capable of propelling any shot, bullet, or missile. MLT 0932020, curfew restrictions. A, it is unlawful to any minor to be present in any public place or on the premises of in any establishment within the town of Mammoth Lakes during curfews 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Mammoth Unified School District will issue consequences to students that violate school rules and California Education Code per California Education Code Section 48900M. A student will be suspended or expelled from possession of an imitation firearm for possession of an imitation firearm. This section defines what an imitation firearm is. A replica of a firearm that is so substantially similar in physical properties to an existing firearm as to lead a reasonable person to conclude that the replica is a firearm. This is stupid, kids. If you're listening to this, stop it. That's all you can say. This is stupid. A lot of these stupid TikTok challenges go too far, and it gets kids thinking they're cool because they're glorified. On things that they watch on TikTok. This needs to stop. So thank you, Mammoth PD, for getting that out there. Bishop, you need to listen to this as well. At Big Pine, Independence, Lone Pine, everybody. This is stupid. Do not partake in this. It will not end well, okay? So let's move on to something else. So there was a Shady Rest Disc Golf Park ribbon cutting ceremony this week. And they just sent out a quick thank you. I'll read it for you. Thank you, Mammoth Lakes, for helping us finally celebrate the opening of the Shady Rest Disc Golf Park on May 24th. Parks and Recreation would like to thank the Town Council, Parks and Recreation Commission, Mammoth Lakes Recreation, Measure R-funded special project, the Mammoth Ranger District of the Inyo National Forest, and the Mammoth Lakes Disc Golf Club for championing the project and working side-by-side with town staff to install the professionally designed PDGA-sanctioned 18-hole disc golf course at Shady Rest Park. Instrumental in helping us build community through play and ensuring the long-term sustainability of the course are our Adopt a Hole sponsors. Thank you. You can learn more if you go to Eastern Sierra now and click on the link about the free family-friendly recreation amenity in Mammoth Lakes. Let's go play, they say. There's some summer camps for kids. There's a crafters art camp. And you can click on all of these. You can go and click. So I don't have to say this 15 times. You can go to Eastern Sierra now. Click on the Mammoth Recreation This Week link. And in here, you can find all of these links. Okay, we've got Crafters Art Camp for kids, Counselors in Training Camp, Sports Camp. And that includes basketball, volleyball, kickball, water polo, track and field, soccer. I mean, everything. It's a really cool camp for your little guy that's athletic. Mountain Bike, Nature Camp, and Wave Rave. There's only a couple spots left in that one. It's a unique opportunity to register for one of the stellar camps if you're a bit late to the game. So you can still get in on those guys. The UK International Soccer Camp, that's where some pros from the UK come over and teach the kids some great soccer skills. That's worth having. So go check that one out. It looks like those are the end of June. Yeah, the middle of June, end of June, beginning of July, end of July. Challenger Sports Soccer Camps, that's another soccer camp, and Playwell Technologies, this one looks cool. This is a Lego camp, not kidding. So it's sponsored by Lego and Technology, which is a company that owns them. They do a whole Lego camp. That's awesome. So all the camps, including soccer and Lego partner camps, are supported by the Tony Colasardo Scholarship Fund, which if you need financial assistance to participate in one of their great programs, they're delighted to help you. Please don't allow financial restrictions to be a barrier that keeps you from joining us this summer. For questions, please call Doug Gebhardt at 760-965-3699. Adult softball is happening up in Mammoth. It starts June 13th. So if you've got a team, you need to register. You can email them at the link at Eastern Sierra now or call the recreation department at 760-965-3690. Whitmore Pool is open for lap swimming and Mammoth team practice. Public is June 11th, it looks like. So you can check out more from them at their website or Facebook, which are both linked at Eastern Sierra now. So on its litter cleanup day, Caltrans removed litter on highways throughout the state. Caltrans held its litter cleanup day yesterday with crews and volunteers removing trash and debris along highways throughout the state in District 9. Yesterday's event included the following cleanups. State Route 58 near Tehachapi, State Route 178 near Ridgecrest, 14 near Inyokerns, 6 between Bishop and Benton, and 395 near Bishop, Tom's Place, Crowley Lake, Bridgeport, and Conway Summit. The Litter Cleanup Day is part of Governor Gavin Newsom's Clean California Initiative, a sweeping $1.1 billion multi-year effort led by Caltrans to keep roads and waterways free of litter, create thousands of jobs, and transform state and local public spaces through beautification efforts. Litter on our roadways pollutes waterways, threatens wildlife, and increases the risk of fire, said Caltrans Acting Director Stephen Keck. Californians can be part of the solution by disposing of garbage responsibly, securing cargo properly, and volunteering to collect litter through the Adopt a Highway program. Motorists can help prevent highway litter by following a few basic travel behaviors. Keep a trash bag in your vehicle and always dispose of garbage appropriately. Properly extinguish cigarettes and cigars and never throw any item, particularly one that is lit, from a vehicle. Always cover and properly secure cargo or materials hauled in truck beds to prevent items from falling off the vehicle. Volunteer to adopt a California highway and remove litter. In January, Caltrans announced a Clean California incentive program that offers up to $250 per month to adopt a highway volunteers who pick up litter along state highways. Since its inception in 1989, more than 120,000 Californians have cleaned more than 15,000 shoulder miles of roadside. The incentives augment the overall goals of the Clean California program to maintain and beautify the state's roadways. Since launching the Clean California Act in July, Caltrans has removed more than 630,000 cubic yards of litter from state highways, the equivalent of 10,600 tons, or enough to fill 193 Olympic-sized swimming pools, and hired 700 new team members as part of Clean California, including 482 maintenance workers who collect litter and remove graffiti. For more information, you can go to cleanca.com. And that's a good event. Nice to keep things clean. It's ridiculous when you see trash everywhere. It's like, come on, man. Not that hard to dispose of your trash properly. Speaking of something that's not that hard, the Lone Pine Mobile Mart robbery suspect is in custody. I am just getting text message after text message today. Sorry about that. Enyo County, California, May 27th, 2022. On May 26th at approximately 12:20 a.m., Enyo County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the Lone Pine Mobile for a robbery, which had just occurred. When deputies arrived, the store clerk reported a male subject walked into the store, demanded he open the cash register. The subject reached into his pocket as to grab for a gun and said, "Don't make me do it." The store clerk opened the register and the subject grabbed the cash. The subject fled on foot and the clerk called 911. Deputies arrived on scene and began searching for the subject as evidence was collected and video surveillance reviewed. Shortly after 2 a.m., Sheriff's Dispatch received a call regarding a suspicious subject in the alley behind Bonanza Restaurant. Deputies responded and contacted a male subject that later identified as 21-year-old Anthony Lopez out of Olivehurst, California. Lopez matched the description of the robbery suspect. Deputies detained Lopez for questioning. After questioning Lopez, he admitted to the robbery. No firearm was located. Lopez was arrested for 211 PC and second degree robbery and transported to the Inyo County Jail. Wasn't on the lam very long there, buddy. Glad everybody turned out okay in that one. That wasn't great. There's a new fishing report out from Sierra Bright Dot Fly Fishing Report, which is our buddy Fred Rowe. There's quite a bit going on. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's long, but head over to Eastern Sierra now where you can check out that fly fishing report. And it seems like he's got something on the Lower Owens River, the Wild Trout section, Hot Creek Interpretive Site, and Crowley Lake, and behind the Ford dealer in Big Pine over on the canal there. So lots of great places to fish. He's walking you through what to use, what to fish for, what time of day, all that stuff. Fred's great at that. So head over and check out the fishing report from Fred. I'd like to just cut away real fast to our sponsors and a quick update from Mammoth Lakes Tourism.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
All right, thank you for that. And again, go check out the Inyo Council for the Arts art show this weekend at the park in Bishop. And make sure you head over to all the Mule Days events, but in particular, the Mule Days parade tomorrow. You want to know why? Because yours truly will be announcing it, as well as the lovely Amy Smith. So we will be there cracking jokes and talking about mules and having a grand old time. So if you guys would like to head out and see that, make sure you find me and come sit close to me because it'll be fun. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and thank you all for listening. And we will see you tomorrow, hopefully, but for sure, talk to you on Monday. Remember, keep looking for that app.